At the DARPA Robotic Challenge competition held in California, robots were required to complete tasks quite simple for humans. Drive a vehicle, climb up steps, cross some rough terrain, shut a valve. Some spectacular failures illustrated how hard it is to design efficient walking machines. Only a few days later, at the annual Food Machinery and Technology Exhibition in Tokyo, a stationary robotic chef prepared food with remarkable versatility, while other machines cooked, baked pastries, and even wrapped perfect sushi. Assistant manager at Yaskawa Electric, Akihiro Suzuki, says their robot, Motoman SDA-5, can be an excellent kitchen assistant because it never gets tired.
Obviously, it's difficult for him to taste or adjust heat or seasonings properly to get the best flavor. But if it's simple cooking with a specific proportion of seasoning, he can repeat the same movement to reproduce the same dish.
Visitors were impressed.
I wouldn't mind getting a husband like this for myself.
Suzumo Machinery displayed its sushi maker, which takes over the strenuous and repetitive task of wrapping the increasingly popular Japanese delicacy. Hiroshi Monden is one of the company managers.
Sushi has been spread to the world, but sushi chefs are not as much. With this machine, anybody can make sushi so easily and repeatedly.
Another new technology that impressed onlookers was the machine designed by the Furukawa Kiku company for scooping and moving soft ingredients without leaving any residue. Development division manager Takuya Furukawa says Switlo is perfect for the fast food industry.
This machine is devised to scoop up soft material like hamburger patties or dough to put them into ovens or freezers without spoiling their shapes.
The company would not say what kind of technological breakthrough their innovation is based upon. Experts suspect the surfaces may be covered with some kind of hydrophobic material that repels water molecules. Other robots, such as the one versatile in cake frosting or the apple peeling and slicing machine, may also find their way into today's kitchens. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.